אומר?
ואחרי השיר...
אחרי השילוני.
השילוני.
You're talking about those the seven that were... Nachman, Tarban, Shiva Kapaz Kalaylam, Kulam, Mishal Ra'adam, Shem Ram Mishal, Yaakov Ra'az Shem, Amra Ra'az Yaakov, Chia Shalaini Ra'az Amram, Yo Ra'az Chia Shalaini, Madayin Kayam...
Who's that Chia Shalaini?
Huh?
Who's that?
Chia Shalaini, it was a Navi.
Oh, it was a Navi?
What did it mean? Where were we in Rashi? Chia Shalaini?
Sounds good.
Gemara. Kabbalah. Hi, Tana Lesvir Yosef Pinchas. Nisa Lame, Moshe Ra Amram, Pinchas Ra Moshe, but I am Kai. You didn't have to stick in Chia Shalaini, Elamai. This Tana holds that Pinchas is not Elio.
Who's
Elio? Elijah the prophet?
Who would have been Elio if not Pinchas? What is he hold?
Elio himself.
Oh.
He can have his own identity. Like who's Yoni? I mean, Charles Finos. Okay, no, what I say. Achish Loni Ras Amram Vaksiv. By Naisa Mehem Ish Kim Kol Ben Yifuna VYeshua Ben Nun. The only ones that remain from that whole door was Yeshua and Kalev. So how can you say Achia Shiloni came there to Israel? So, Rishbam, Achia Shiloni, Baksiv Leinayis Mehem, Achia Shiloni Nisnava Bimei Ravim. I know when he was a Navi. Bimisa Deras Amram Mimitzrayim, Hechiyotza Mimidbar, Bala Laaretz. Halakol Yimei Yaakov Mitzrayim is Yud Zayin Shana, as we saw in Parash Vayechi. VaAmram Ras Yaakov Yoyim Echad B'chol Apachos. Right? It says Amram said Amram Ras Yaakov. Shnei Chaye Amram Kuflam Zayin Shana. Every Kuflam Dalit. Vachir Ros Amram, Hama Poshulum Messiah Besser, Achamais Amram Nunva, Shana. Nimza, Chishlaini, Ben Nunva Shana, at least, Kishos Mitzrayim Chopachas, Shema Yaiser, Koinchinel Chay Amram Harbin. In other words, if you just do the minimal to have all these people see each other, right? Even if Amram saw Yaakov on his last day of his life, so he had, ten, at least 56, right? That means when we left Mitzrayim, he was over 20. If he was over 20, then he shouldn't have made it into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara, Rav Nuna, lo nigzik zeir al shifta shal levi, d'chsiv, midbar zeh, yiplu, pigreichem, Chol kukudeichem, lachol misparchem, miben esrim shana v'mayla, misha pekudav, miben esrim. Yotah shifta shalei, misha pekudav, miben shloishim. So meila, Levi, Sheva Levi, was not in the gzeira to die in the midbar. Zot Rashi, achiyah shloim Levi haya, yotziv divi yamim, balviim, achiyah, al oitzrois beis elikim. Shepkudim and Shleishim Yoyim Shehoyu Alvim Nimnim Miben Chaydish V'mal L'liftei Salayim Abuchayis V'nisim Yashim V'sinai V'nachayish V'mal Tifkadeim Anir. That's what some learn. That's where you see that they were from 30 days. Anir and Kain Hablai Meimar Yodh Shifta Shalevi Shepkudav Miben Chaydish Elhai Shleishim Haim Shleishim Shana. Doesn't mean that they were counted from a month when they had to do the pidyon to take Levim instead of the Bechayim. Rather means the minion of 30, K'nichsiv b'nei Gershon Kosum Rari men Shleishim Shana Maila v'ben Chamishim Shana. That's when they counted for the Avodah in the Mishkan. They were counted from 30. Rahu Cheshbin Naka Chaisan Cheshbin Kenegit Cheshbin Yisrohu. Biyetze Tzava Kap Rachmana, the Bisrael Ksiv Kreyetze Tzava Vim Ksiv Meshalashim Shana Kalbal Litzva Lavoid Avoid the Bayal Mayid. So the comparison of Kai Yisrael being counted from 20 is Levim being counted from 30 years, not 30 days. Because that was when they were counted to take the place of the Bechayrim. That has no shaykhis. So the Jews being counted at 20. The Jews counted at 20 means they went into, that's when they went into the army of Hashem. And the Levim went to their army. They're counting when they went to the Beis Hamikdash from 30. So therefore, when it says 30, it means 30 years, not 30 days. Akbar Vinashvi, the point is that the Levim were not, since they had a different counting, they weren't part of the Gezerah, they're going to die in the Midbar. So Me'achir Shlaini, being that he was a Navi, being that he was a Levi, he was able to be 56 years old and still make it into Eretz Yisrael. Fred Gemara, Meshar Shvatim Le'ayel, Vatanya, Yair Ben Menashe, Umochi Ben Menashe, Nold of Me'i Yaakov, Le'meisu, Ad Shenichim Nusi Yisrael, Oretz, Shenemar, Me'yaku Me'hem, Anche Yo'ai, Kishloishim V'shisha Ish. When the Mechem, when they had they fought the city of Ai, so 36 of us were killed. Betanya, Shloishim V'shisha, Mamish, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. There's actually 36 people. Ruchemi says, Amir Ruchemi, Chinemar, Shloishim V'shisha, Alele Nemar, Elo, Kishloishim V'shisha. Ella ze yori ben Menashe sheshokol kiru b'shul Sanhedrin. And really, just one person that would die. So we see that yori ben Menashe, who left Mitzrayim, and still he made it into Eretz Yisrael.
How is that over 700?
What? 171. Yeah. Look at the Rashi. We see that Tlav Dafka could have been even Alev and possibly came in. No Meyak, but Gemara. It's a Kabbalah. Lemeis Loyalif Mikra Elchad Minayu. Sanhedrin Hoya Ayin Alev. Oh, Shema speaks out for you. And head was Ayin Aleph, Ruben Shleishim Shisha. See, the Rishman doesn't take it for granted. Okay. Loyal, yes. Fine. Elam Avachim Ayanki, when he's a Gzeira, Loyal Pokasim Ben Nesrim, Loyal Al Yeser Mi Ben Shishim. Oh, so Mela, Loyal Pokasim Ben Nesrim, Loyal Ben Nesrim, Shana Mela, Loyal Yeser Mi Ben Shishim, Gomba. Gomer Maila Maila Merch Malahal Yesim Ben Shishim Kapoxim and Lechof. This is over there, you got Erechin. More than 60 is like less than 20. Afkan Yesim Ben Shishim Kapoxim Ben Esrim. And there was no Gezer on them. So Mela says the Rajbam. Leah Yesim Shishim the Neinami, the Chia, Yisrael Ab. Even outside the Chia was Yisrael, not a Levi. Hare Ros Amram, Heshonim. Rabbe Ben Samach Aleph. It's possible that we don't know when that we don't know that Chiyah Shleini saw Amram on the last day of Amram's life, right? Maybe he saw him 5 years before, which brings him over. See, minimally he was 56. So he had a couple years. It brings him easily to 60, and that's why he came to the show. There was no gzer in him. Yes, Shish Berach Nein and Shavu Leben Chaf Shana V'Mayel Sherei Erech Lemuot Yais Gusir Parash Erechin. So even though the Gemara like that, Ma'aseh is not exactly the same, right? Both of them are less than from 20 to 60, but the erich of someone over 60 is not the same erich as someone less than 20. Miu b'achi shavim, and it says shneim mu'atim, they're both less. Merch Yisim ben Chav. Mukhlak Or Adin Liyasa Ben Shishin Iklamei Menam Leilimnu Bahu Cheshbon. Okay. So maybe that's another teretz for Achia Shiloini, how he made Eretz Yisrael even though he was from the Eretz Mitzrayim. Either because he was Levi, or because he was over 60. And then Yerav Menashe also was apparently over 60. He boilu. That makes sense anyway, because Yerav Menashe has got to be over 60. Pretty much so. He boilu. Why? Huh? When was Menashe born?
Before
they came out to Mitzray. That means 210 years later. Unless he had a son at, you know, at 200, because he was 200 years old when he had Yerav Menashe.
Yildo Abrekeisef.
What?
Yildo Abrekeisef.
Oh, well, it was maybe the other ones. Yer also? It says Yer over there?
No, it says B'nai Machri.
Right. What?
B'nai Machri.
Say it about it. Okay, right. No. Ibayiluhu. Oh, this is a very important Gemara. And it's a big, because this Gemara is very negeya to the discussion that we've had a few times. We quote Rashi and Chumash and the Ramban as far as what does it mean, L'rab Tabin Achlosai, where Rashi says that a shevet that was larger got a bigger chelik, and a shevet that was smaller got a smaller chelik. That she does Rashi both in Parashas Vayechi and in Parashas Pinchas. And Ramban, both of those two places, takes very strong issue with Rashi. And it's again Rashi by Ephraim Menashe. Rashi says Ephraim Menashe. And the Ramban says they each got every Sheva got the exact same amount. Rashi says, no. So maybe what's the whole big deal with Ephraim Menashe? They got two Chalakim. Ultimately, everyone has to get the same amount anyway. That's Ramban's Bekash and Rashi. Rashi learns that the whole Nafmin is only got to be being called two Shvatim. There's no Nafmin in them in the practical Yerusha. So one of the Gemaras that the Ramban marshals against Rashi is this Gemara. Yiboylu. That having been said. Eretz Yisrael. L'Shvatim Iflug. Aydim L'Karkiv Gavra Iflug. So Ramban says, what does that mean? L'Shvatim Ispalig. Shnischalka l'shneim osa chalakim shavim. V'charkach kol shevet v'shevet mischalik with the anoshav shoyeitz mitzrayim. Or if you buy yaretz l'man k'dias mark this lay. So that's one mandama. That l'shvatim means it was divided into 12 equal parts, and how we subdivide that. That depends whether you had mitzrayim, buy yaretz, all the sugyas we had previously. Or the karak of Gabra, the Rosh Hashanah, which called Echam Yaitz Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yeshia, or the Bayaraz Rabbi Yansin, I know the Chalke Baretz, but they asked why. Hikum Shom, Chaluka. The Chatkhila was never divided first into 12 and then subdivided into each Shevet, depending on how many people they had. The Chatkhila, every person got their Chalik. That's the way the Rishbam learns the Gemara Shaila. And the Skanas of the Gemara is, that's how Rishbam learns the Gemara also. Meskana of the Gemara is that the Shvatim is Chalak Zemel is against Rashi. That's the way. That's Ramban's problem. He says Ramban writes that in the Ben Dvarim. The Meskana of the Gemara is the Shvatim is Palik, which means the Fidurishbam and the Ramban 12 equal parts. The question is really how is Rashi going to learn the Gemara Shaila? How is Rashi learning the Gemara Shaila? According to Rashi. Even if it's le, it's always a lekar of gavra. So lemaisa is arrived in two places. It's arrived in the shita on Kuf Yud Zayin, and arrived in the shita by us, where he changes his mind. Because arrived holds a grashi that betzem that every shevet. Depending on the size of the shevet, that was the size of their chalukah. Right? So what is it with our Gemara? Oh, so there's really a problem. Even before our Gemara, there's a problem that how is it? The Gemara says, according to Rashi, right? The Shvat and Mispalag will mean they're not equal parts, right? The way Rashi learns Gemara is that Pashtus, okay? It was the Karg of Gav, each one got themselves, or the Shvatim, and each Sheva got a big Chelik, and they divided it. But, Virashi, even the Chelik that each Sheva got was Kafi the amount of people in the Sheva.
No.
So then, how could that work? And the Gemara says later, how did they do it? They divided Israel in 12 parts, right? And then they drew the Geirel, you know, a name of a Sheva and the name of a Lot, yeah? And they put them together. Now, but L'chaira, when they divide up the 12 parts, how do they divide it up? They divide L'chaira divided in 12 equal parts, which is all a problem with Firashi. Yeah? Says the Ravid, that when Gemara says later they divide in 12 parts, and they had, doesn't mean that they had the exact boundaries of each chalik. No, they divided it in the general area. He gets in the north, in the south, in the middle, in the Merkaz, and this and that. They said the general area where their chelik was. And that's where they made the geirel. But then ultimately, says the Ravid, once they decide which sheva gets that area, then they taka subdivided it amongst... But then they each sheva got a bigger chelik, could feed the amount of people in its shevet. Because there wasn't clear boundaries, 12 equal parts. It was just which area. And then once they saw, okay, Naphtali, okay, this amount of people, they're going to give them this. Yehuda, they give them 60,000 people, they'll get more. That's what the Ravid says. By us, the Ravid learns that the whole issue of our Gemara, he says, the whole issue of our Gemara, he learns that our Gemara is not even a Shaila, the Shaila is, the Gemara didn't say, they did it with the Urim and Tumim. The Ravid learns that the whole Shaila is that they, when they did the Urim and Tumim, but this Urim and Tumim just used to divide the 12 Chalakim, or the Urim and Tumim was used to subdivide it amongst each and every person. The partial in the Gemara, the Shaila is, what was their division of 12, or was just each person? Does the Ravid know? The Shaila is, when they need the Urim and Tumim, about they divide it in 12 parts, and the Shaila is, they use the Urim and Tumim for the 12 parts, or even the subdivision. So let's see the Gemara. Toshima. So again, the Pashim Shana Gemara is like the Rishbam, most of Shana Gemara, Rishbam. Shaila was, Bchal, was it divided first in 12, and then each Sheva divided up amongst themselves? Or was it that each person, Hatchila, was 600,000 Chalakim, that each person got their Chet? Toshima.
That's what Shabbat Rashi, if you say it's Milchim Mitzrayim, because wouldn't it come out the same?
Why? The problem is if it's 12 equal parts, then
to feed the size of the Sheva, it's supposed to be trying, so people would die and leave over bigger amounts to children. It's not the same as
I don't want anybody to say that. Toshima, Ben Rav L'mat, says Rejbam, Apia Geirel, Tichol, Tahares, Nechlosin, Shal Yisrael, Sheikah, Kol Shev, Shevet, Mash, Yitin, Le Geirel. Ben Shalim, Megil, Lechel, Gmur, Ben Gon, Shevet, Sheish, Le Noshim, Ma'at. Ben Shalim, Lechel, Gmur, Gon, Sheish, Le Noshim, Harbe, Chivon, Kol Shvot, Leichem, Mishava, Shevet, Kotten, Shevet, Godel, Nimtzu, Chelkei, Bnei Shevet, Kotten, Merubin, Mechelkei, Bnei Shevet, Godel, Mila Karg of Gavim, my Ben Ravamat, Lenot Bukulam, Mishav. Pasuk says Ben Ravamat, meaning you divide it, whether it's a lot or a little. It sounds like, meaning, if you have a big shave, they're going to get little. If it's a small shave, they're going to get a lot. But if it's just being divided amongst every single individual, then it's not shy of getting more or getting less. So that's a raya that it was the Shvat Mispal. Vay Tanya, see there, it's Rosh Tchalek, L'shloish Esrei, L'shloish Asar Shvatim. Shemitchila nischalk el shnei masr shvatim. Blin nischalk el b'kesef. Shenemer bein rav l'mat. The Gemara doesn't explain what all this means. By time the beheaded, the shvat mispalug, mishum, the ikla midrash nami, hai ben rav lamak, look at the kamam price. It's nami hai. So in other words, Rashi's bothered. Why does the Gemara need another price? So we just like clinched it. Ben rav lamak. Okay, we punish this for the suffix. There it is. We'll see that. Another way of reading Ben Rav Lamat, and therefore we felt we want another Brisa, so with the brother, the Brisa is the Feirish. I see the Yitzchal to be the Nischalik, the 13 Chalakim. Shebetchilo is only in the Nischalik, the 12. So we see that Lotchilo is the Nischalik, the 12 Feirish and Brisa. Shenemar, fine. Amr of Yehuda, Sabi Yehuda, Shave Chamesh Sarim Begol. Okay, so the difference in the property value in Yehuda and Golol was that the area in Yehuda was much more valuable, five times as in Golol. When it's chalke el b'gayrol, shenemar ach b'gayrol. When it's chalke el bur matum, shenemar pi b'gayrol. Okay, it's that. Lozem lubish ur matumim. How did they divide the Rumtum? Elazar wore the Rumtum. Yeshua of Chalei Salim in Lefana. The Kalpi shall Shvatim, the Kalpi shall Tchumim and Ochel Lefana. That a box had all the names of the Shvatim, and a box that had all the names of the Tchum, of the Chalakim. Vayim Chavim Ruch HaKadosh, Vayim Zvulin Oile Tchum Akko. Zvulin Oile Tchum Akko, Oile Imai. Torah b'kalfi shel shvatim ba'al v'yad izvulin. Torah b'kalfi shel tchumin ba'al v'yad izchum akko. Let's see, let's catch up some Rishvam over here. Ba'i ta'an b'ed l'shvatim ispal, or say that, ba'i ta'an yiv shem ischal l'asid lo v'yilud gimu shvatim. Kulaymer. Yilud gimu chalok m'shavim. Kama m'farish, ma'i niyu oise chelik. What's this 13th chelik? The tafi... Hasam dimishum Levi dinaket nachla kishar shvatim kisiv hasam shar Levi echad nashe frayim nami leitlu elchelik echad kisiv hasam shar yosef echad nimtzi beishvat noydni beiz chalak ma'yidgim on nasik el kamad. So this is very important Rishbam, difficult Rishbam. Rishbam is telling me that the 13th chelik, well, the Gemara says the 13th chelik is for nasi, but Rishbam is learning. Rishbam says that Levi lost lavoi. Is going to get a chelik.
Is or is not?
The Rambam said maybe the 13th is Levi. The Rambam says no, because even though Levi is going to get, but Ephraim and Manasseh are only going to get one. And bring down the pasuk in Cheskel, Shar Yosef Echad, and it says Shar Levi Echad. The Rambam is assuming this pasuk is talking about Yerusha. So you can't tell me the 13th one is Levi, because then it doesn't help you because Ephraim and Asher join. The Ran is Tameya on the Rishbam. He says that the Pesukim are Farish not like the Rishbam, because in the Cheskel it says Kaima Hashem Elokim the Yud Bei Shifte Yisrael Yisrael Kolemei. And the pasuk says, "Nicheskel, Gvul Asher Tisnachlu Es Haaretz Yud Bei Shiftei Yisrael Yosef Chavolim Yosef gets two." So, yeah, so you see that we're not saying that Ephraim and Asher are only getting one. He says Ephraim and Asher get two. Kitzer says the Ran. Says the Ran that the Psukim that the Rishbam brings down that says that Levi's Shar Echad and Menashe Ephraim is Shar Echad doesn't mean, says the Ran, Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Shar Echad means, he says, that there will be Yud Gimel Sha'arim, gates in Yerushalayim. Shiyubishlaim Yud Bei Sharim can give Shvatim, and Inu Yosef is Nim B'chol Mok Mishnei Shvatim. That's only Nachla. Only Shari Dvarim is only one Shev. And the Shev Levi Nami Apishloi Not B'chel B'aretz Nimna Hu B'Miyin Shvatim. Rosh Yila Zichron Mishlaim Kishar Shvatim. So to my gates, they had, there'll be 12 gates in Yerushalayim. One for Levi and one for Yeshev and Yosef. You know, Menashe Ephraim get two chalakim, but they only get one gate. We're not talking about Yerusha B'cha, we're not talking about Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about gates in Yerushalayim. So Meila, not like this Rishbam, so this Rishbam is a chiddush, because it's really a problem. It's really another problem, this Rishbam. To say that Levi actually gets a chalik in Eretz Yisrael, Asad Lavai, the chayr is against the pasuk. Because the pasuk says, Ba'aretzichem le'sinchalu. Yeah? Levi does not get a chalik in Eretz Yisrael. It's a lav. There's a lav that Levi doesn't get a chalik in Eretz Yisrael. So how can you say that Asad Lavai, Levi, is going to actually get a chalik in Eretz Yisrael?
It's a lav, or just
what?
It's a lav.
It's counted in the minyan of mitzvahs as a lav.
How can they be over?
What?
How can they be over?
Who be over?
Yeah, how can anyone be over?
How you over this? How do you go about being over this lav?
Yeah.
By giving Levi chelik.
How?
Well,
we being the shas, the chaluk of Yeshua, the
yes, they were giving Levi chelik over in the lav. What's fair? How you over any lav? How you over lav in chazer? Ichazer, how you love giving Levi chelik?
That's the heck is the
deris. What?
That's the heck is the deris.
Why not?
Okay, how many times do we divide Eretz Yisrael?
Twice. Twice. Oh, they also love it. Oh, so Maisa is also the sheet, and that size sheet of the Rishbam. It's also the sheet of the Smag in Loisa say Reish Ayin Vav. And the Mishnah Melech, the Prashas Drachim, has a bigger richus about this in Josh Shishi, and he has a whole pshato. He wants it like this. Oh, he has another kasha, Betzim. He has another kasha. The Harei, there's a sheet of the Ravid. The Mechalik is Ramam Ravid. Kitzer, the sheet of the Ravid is, Ramam says that this, that Levi can't get a chelik, that's only originally. But whatever a melech goes and collects and gets new properties, yeah, then Levi could get a chelik. That's the sheet of the Ramam. Yeah? New areas are conquered, then Levi could get a chalik. It's only in Eretz Yisrael proper that Levi can't get a chalik. That's the Rambam says. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says that if Levi will get a chalik in the new stuff that's conquered, then it should be public Trumas HaMaisris. Because why does Levi get Trumas HaMaisris? Because they don't get a chalik. But if you tell me the new stuff, they get a chalik, it should be Chaim Maestris. It should be Pogam Jumas Maestris. That's, I guess the Mishnah says, Enech Rami. Who said not? Who said that those new areas are Chaim Jumas Maestris? Because the Mishnah says. In fact, the Mishnah Melech, that if you feed the Smag, or feed the Rashbam, that what? That lost the Lavoi, Levi's going to get a chalik. Im Kain, Lefi the Raivin, Kesem Mishnah, because Mishnah's Ram is masking to that, and then there should be no Trumas HaMaestris, Lost is Lovely. How do you know? It's maybe Enech Rami, same Enech Rami, the Kesem Mishnah tells the Raivin in the new stuff, maybe Lost is Lovely is no Trumas HaMaestris. What's the Raiv? Is Trumas HaMaestris, Lost is Lovely? Because Gemara says, one of the Raivs is that Chis HaMaestris in Menatayra, because the Pasuk says, you give Trumas HaMaestris to Aaron HaKayin. I Aaron HaKayin didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. So we give him Trumas HaMaisim Aaron HaKayin. Elamai, it must be Tzchias HaMaisim. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin. This is one of the Makaris of Tzchias HaMaisim. It's my tire from Aaron HaKayin. But if you hold the loss of love, Levim are going to get. And there's no Trumas HaMaisim. In fact, Mishnah Melech. In Cain, what's the right that Tichis and Eisim, because it's not going to be Tumas Meisim then. The Teres will have to wait until tomorrow. I'll leave you in suspense, but I...